Oh, hi, Edwin. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Tina, why haven't you called me, Tina? How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty bad, miss. I lost my business.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear that. What a bummer.
Yeah.
Oh, so what are you doing
now?
You're just working for someone else, or?
Miss, I'm working at Academy right now.
I see. So...
can you please help me unsubscribe? Because I don't even have money to pay y'all.
You know what I could do is I could put you into website hosting, which is usually $49 a month. But for you, I could do it for the corporate rate of $29. Once that's paid, we can cancel the program. Because right now there is $129 past due balance, and they don't allow me to cancel an account with a past due balance. Unless you wanted to keep the site in case you ramp up in the future, then you could, you know, keep it for that $29 monthly plan.
Actually, Miss, I would really love to. It's just, Miss, what happened right now, Miss, is that my builders were with their families and I didn't have any money. So I had to tell them, I was like, hey, if y'all not going to keep me in the board, I'm going to have to take my name off the whiteboard and y'all are going to have to replace it. And, of course, how I was barely starting my business, they were like, well, Edwin, we can't fit you in because we're with the family, it's the holidays, it's cold, homeowners aren't looking for work right now. I was like, well, all right, so I have to quit, and I quit it, I took my name off the board.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start working at the Academy probably next week, so it's because, miss, the cold really, like, messed a lot of things up.
Yeah. Absolutely, I bet. It was a bad season to try to start the new business, right? Because you were in the off season.
Yeah, so right now I'm just trying to gather money up to pay the bills, pay the water bill, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, do you think that the $29 hosting would work where I could collect that and then we can, you know, either cancel or just keep the site open for you until you decide what to do? Do you like the site? Have you seen the site that we built you?
Yes, ma'am. I have.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. You remember how I told you that I was with Angeline?
Yeah, I remember.
I had to unsubscribe from them too, miss. It was a fucking hassle, bro. You could not imagine.
Oh, I believe you. Like, we deal with a lot of their clients, and they tell me horror stories about that company.
I was like, bro, I was like, what the fuck? Like, I was like, I don't know what y'all want me to tell you anymore. Like, I don't have no money. Like, I was telling them that all the leads that I have to pay for them, and all those leads, they're just random-ass people that, oh, my God, I didn't even want to get into it with you, man. So tell me what we can do so I can just take some stress off my back.
Yeah, so what you could do is just I can change your package to the $29 hosting. And then once you pay that, you can cancel or you can keep the site for 20. Because right now there's a big orange banner on the site that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just because we're having trouble with the payment. But if you want to convert to that package, then you get to keep the site and that orange banner will come off.
And it would just be the package would just include what, miss? Just the website, basically?
Yes, the website and the hosting and the maintenance of the site. So it doesn't really do the Google optimization or the Bing or any of, you know, that type of exposure or search engine optimization. But sometimes people go to the hosting package in the winter months or during the off season because that way the site stays up and running and then you can always reinstate the rest of the program, you know, when things pick up if you wanted to.
Yes, man. I totally understand. Okay, miss. What do you need from me right now? Just the $29?
Yeah, I'll do the $29, and then what I'll also do is push the next billing out 30 days because your cycle is on the 5th. So I don't want
ma'am.
To pay today, which is the 16th, and then again on the 5th. So I'll push the next payment out to February 16th. That way, you'll get another full month. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, miss. Right.
I'm about to get to my house.
I'm like 20 minutes away. Can I call you in 20 minutes?
Of course. Yeah, you can call me in 20 minutes. I'll put a note on here what the plan is, and then when you call in, just use my extension, which is 777. That'll ring directly to my desk, okay? I'll text it to you again just so you have it.
Thank you, Miss. Am I talking to – this is Tina, right?
Yeah, this is Tina, exactly. I know
Tina.
We've talked a lot in the past. Yep, it's
Thank you,
still
Tina.
Me.
Thank you, Tina.
I'm like a permanent fixture here by now, I think.
Yeah, I bet, man.
Yeah.
How many years have you been loyal?
I've been here for 12 years.
There you go.
It'll be
you need a fucking
13.
Raise, man. You need a raise.
Thank you. You know what? Someone went onto our Google listing and wrote a review that said that last week, which I thought was so cute. So,
what?
It was
I mean,
really
think
sweet.
About it. In 12 years, how much money you think you made your company annually? Fucking billion.
Oh, I know. Believe me, I've thought about it before. But they treat me good, too, and, you know, they take good care of me. One thing that they're starting this year is anyone 10 years and over is going to get more vacation time, so I appreciate that. But there have been times already where I was, like, at the end of the year, and I'm like, hey, I need another 40 hours because I want to take another vacation, and they usually grant it to me no problem, even though it wasn't, like, the policy, but just because I've been here for so long, you know. So, yeah, so they take good care of me, too. It's a good company.
Miss, how can I get into something like this where I, like, where I can be on the phone talking to people? Because I like that.
Oh, you know what? We're actually hiring right now, and we're remote.
Oh, my God.
So we're all centered out of our corporate headquarters in Southern California. But during COVID, they made us all remote, and everybody did so well that they allowed us to stay that way. So we have, you know,
so
people
work,
all
I
over
can
the
work
country. You can. I'll send you a link to, if you just go to localsplash.com, you should be able to scroll to the bottom, and you'll see a tab that says careers. You would just click on that, and you can see what's available, and you can apply, and they'll do the interviewing and everything all virtually through Zoom meetings and whatnot. So, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's very
cool. I would really like to get into this from, because think about it. You're in 2024 working from home. Like, what else do you want?
Yeah, I like it. It's funny because a couple of the people that I used to work in the office with, they hate it. They're like, we would rather be in the office and we hate it. And I'm always like, please try to keep that thought to yourself because I don't want to give them any ideas.
Like, why you go over there for the rest of it? I'm gonna check out that career, man, for real.
Yeah, check it out. That would be something good for you to do, you know, on the side while you're ramping your business up. I think you would like it a lot. That'd be so cool if we ended up working together, huh?
Oh, my
That'd
God,
be
yes,
neat.
I could call Tina and be like, hey, miss, how do I do this?
That would be a first for me that, you know, one of the clients started working with me, but I definitely am open to it. Here, I found the career link on our site, so I'll just send you an email that has it so that way you can apply, and I believe it or not, I used to do the interviews, but I've kind of moved on from that. But if I was still in that position, I might have been the one interviewing you too. So.
Oh, you have that? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So
Miss,
that
what
was
do you
always...
mean, Miss? Because I stay over here in Texas.
Oh, so we're in Southern California. I'm in a city called Fountain Valley, which is right next to Huntington Beach. Are you familiar
oh my
at
God.
All?
No, ma'am, I am not.
No? Okay. Yeah, so we're considered Orange County, California, which is south of Los Angeles, but it's north of San Diego. We're kind of in the middle. And a lot of people know where we are when we say we're about 20 minutes from Disneyland.
There you go.
Yeah, so we're right down the street from Disneyland, and we're about 4 miles from the Pacific Ocean. We're right by the beach, so, yeah, it's a nice little area. But Texas is nice, too. I've only been to San Antonio and Houston, but I kind of fell in love. It's a nice state and good
yeah,
wholesome people.
It's just super crowded. Like, at 6, don't even be in the street because you're not going to go anywhere. And I don't know, here in Texas and Houston, they just start closing off the lanes to start building bridges and start developing. So you can just imagine there's a traffic goal.
We just did that. There are major freeway right by our office. They had like a 2-year expansion plan where they widened up the freeway and they added more rows. And I think there's like 8 lanes each direction now on the freeway. But what they did was they made 2 of them fast track lanes where people have to pay for it. So a lot of people are mad about that. They're like, why did we go through all of this for 2 years thinking we're going to get more lanes, but we really didn't because they only added the fast track lanes. But my thought is somebody has to pay for all that expansion. You know, I'm sure that costs millions and millions of dollars to do that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's just no way to get around it, I guess. So, but I sent you that careers link. So if you end up applying, tell them that I told you about it. And then I'll be here in 20 minutes or so when you get home, and we'll get your payment up to speed for the site, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I was just going to stop right now at Little Caesars to pick up a pizza so I can have something to eat. I'm going to call
you
as soon as I get home.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have T-Mobile?
I have, what the fuck is this, AT&T, I think?
Oh, okay. I have T-Mobile, and I just thought when you said Little Caesars, because there's a T-Mobile Tuesdays link where every Tuesday you go on and they'll give you like free stuff, and they'll always say that you can get like the crazy bed combo or whatever through the Little Caesars through that T-Mobile Tuesday. So
I'm like, that would. Oh my God, how much information? You're like a you're like a book, because you know tips about life. You know hacks.
You're funny. You know what? I think that is the mom in me. I'm so used to, I raised 4 kids, and I'm so used to giving them good advice when they tell me. So it just resonates over the phone when I hear clients that, you know, mention things. I'm like, oh, you should do this or that. It's just, you know, I think it's the mom in me. So
that's lovely, man. It's like with my family and my Mexican family, everybody has their own life going on. So it's just like once you start talking about yourself, they're like, why are you always talking about yourself? You know what I mean?
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes,
oh,
man.
I didn't know that. I thought that they would, you know, kind of be interested in what's going on in your life and whatnot, you know?
Well, I have 8 brothers and I'm the smallest one. So everybody else already has wives and kids and truck payments and fucking property payments. So whenever I try to go to the reunion or everybody comes together, we usually just eat and have a 3, 4, 5 conversations and everybody back to the house.
Wow. That sounds fun, though. I like big families like that. That's always a blast, you know. And then there's always probably that 1 or 2 relatives there that you kind of are like not so happy to see, you know.
That
always happens
too. I just wish that my mom would have had me like sooner, because there's an age gap of like 15 years, man.
I can relate to that because my older daughters, I had them when I was 20 and 21, so I was always like the young cool mom to them, you know. And then my youngest one, I had her when I was 32. So now she just graduated college, and she always rolls her eyes at me. Oh, mom, you're so old. And I told her, no, I'm not. I'm the young mom. You don't even know.
Yeah, I was like, if you would have traded with your sister, Scott, you would have been able to be another person.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
I'm gonna get off my Little Caesars. I'm gonna call you back, okay? So
okay. Enjoy your pizza, and I'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye, Edwin. Bye.